I'm WUWM's Latoya Dennis. Vice President Mike Pence made a campaign stop in Janesville yesterday. It was the second time this month that he'd visited the state, with President Trump expected in Marathon County on Friday. As the crowd chanted, "Four more years," Pence told supporters in a hotel ballroom that Wisconsin is a must-win.
And the road to victory runs right through Wisconsin.
Pence touted what the Trump administration views as successes when it comes to doing away with NAFTA, putting the U.S. on more equal footing with China when it comes to trade, and improving the economy, at least up until COVID-19 hit.
I mean, we created the greatest economy in the world. At the end of those first 3 years, there were more Americans working than ever before. Bottom line, in 3 short years, we made America great again.
When it comes to the coronavirus, Pence also says that the U.S. will have a vaccine by the end of the year. Hand sanitizer was handed out at the event, and while some supporters wore masks, many did not. Pence delivered a message of law and order, a common refrain from the campaign during times of protests across the country over police brutality. He says that while the Trump administration backs the blue line, it also has expanded opportunities for people of color.
President Trump and I know what the people of Wisconsin know. We don't need to choose between supporting law enforcement and standing with our African American neighbors or any of the minorities that live in our cities to improve the quality of their lives, their education, their jobs, and their security.
Pence says it was the federal government sending agents to Kenosha in the aftermath of the police shooting of Jacob Blake that ended the, quote, rioting and looting. Jimmy Tillman drove from Chicago to receive Pence's message. He's president of an organization called the Martin Luther King Republicans. He says he understands that some black people believe the president stokes fears and racial divides, but not him.
No matter who is in charge of this country, we're going to be dealt with a certain way by the leaders, no matter who they are. We just got to hope that who's ever in the White House treats his slaves properly. We as black men, since we came over to this country, have been property of these people. We fight for our freedom to free ourselves from these people. Racism, segregation, separation is nothing new upon us. No matter.
Still, Tillman says that Trump has helped people in his community more than any other recent president. He points to Trump's support of historically black colleges and universities and the president's executive order calling for certification and credentialing of law enforcement agencies and a database of excessive force incidents, amongst other things. Karen Arneson lives in Milton, not too far from the Pence event. She says she voted for Trump the first time around and plans to again.
He doesn't always speak like I like, but he speaks for me to keep me safe.
Wisconsin is seen as a must-win state for both Democrats and Republicans in November. Before departing, Pence called on the audience to pray for the country.